And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen.
What?
Anthony Rose.
Up. Dumb.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it
we
that we do?
We give the people
what they
want.
We always want to make sure that you have a dope weekend pod to step to, get you ready for week four, whatever you're doing. They're going to kick us out of the studio, but we said, you know what? We got to give the people what they want. Jalen.
What up, though?
When I said I was going to jump through a table, I never thought it would ever happen. Like, I just said it. Like, the same way I said I was going skydiving. Like, but then your assistant hit me up and said, what is your birth date and your KTN? I was like, wait a second. Where are we going? Let me talk to Jalen first. Nope, couldn't talk to Jalen first. Then you hit me up and said, hit her up with the information. And next thing you know, I haven't seen the tickets.
You said once wifey went on her vacations that you can be outside. So
well,
let's go.
Well, she's working. She went on work. She went on vacation.
I'm just saying.
She's working.
Since you guys are a great parental pair. And the one thing that I noticed that I love is that when she's away for work, vacation, resting, being a human being, you hold it down.
I hold it down.
But the thing that people on this program have noticed is that she's been doing a lot more of that than you.
I haven't got her back yet.
And so now,
I got some get back trips.
Correct. You told us that you had an opportunity to make moves. So now let's make moves.
So listen, I think it would be disrespectful if I didn't go to Buffalo and get really drunk in the morning and eat lots of wings and jump through a table.
Absolutely.
That'd just be rude, right? I think it'd be rude if I didn't do that.
And you claim to be a member of the Bills Mafia the last couple of years.
It would be so rude
if
I
bet on Josh Allen to score a touchdown
every week. Every week.
You love Josh Allen. You bet on him to score every week.
Every week.
I bet on
Diggs, too, but he don't score for me. Come on, Diggs. I had the parlay, Bills, Allen, and Diggs, and it almost came through. Come on, Diggs. Come on, Diggs.
Yeah, we're going to be there. And you know what else I heard?
What?
Saturday night, there's going to be a show.
You know what?
Griselda's on.
Am I going to be out past my bedtime?
Griselda's on.
So you're not even going to tell me what hotel we're staying at to make me stay at that show.
Correct.
I know. You're not even going to tell me. We're not going to check
straight
in
from the airport.
We're going straight from the airport there. I'll be like, Jalen, I got to go home. I'm tired.
No, we're not sitting down. No.
It's like 12 o'clock. I'm
that's
like, they're
the
not
old
even
man
on
moves.
Yet.
No,
we're not.
And
then
not
even going to tell me where we're staying.
No, we ain't doing no old man moves. We is not going to the hotel until the night is over.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? We not doing, that's old man stuff. Go to the hotel.
Take
start
a nap.
Hanging up your clothes.
Yeah,
take a nap.
Take a nap.
Shower.
Yeah, order room service.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
I might even get a movie.
I might even get a movie.
Shang-Chi. It's a one-night trip. Your bag, your backpack, and go wherever we going. Throw it right in the trunk. Throw it right on the stage. Throw it right in the VIP. We going straight to eat, straight to the spot. Because I heard that Griselda's own, Benny the Butcher, and Conway the Machine.
Conway the Machine?
Have shows Saturday night, and we're getting the red carpet treat. And that's exactly what I heard. That's exactly what it reads.
Oh, no.
It reads, y'all make sure y'all come to the show. Y'all gonna get the red carpet treat.
Jalen, are people gonna be smoking marijuana in there?
Maybe. They're adults. Were they at Versus? We were there.
I'm concerned.
We were there.
I'm very concerned.
We were there.
Can I tell you about all the gambling I'm going to do this weekend? Because I'm going to go to Jersey today.
Yes!
I'm going to
Jersey
tonight.
Yes!
I drop Chloe off at gymnastics practice, and then I get on the ferry to go to New Jersey, and I gamble.
Scrambling, gambling, at restaurants with mandolins and violins.
I'm betting on
the Bucks. I got so many songs in my head.
I'm betting on the Bucks.
I'm betting on the
I'm betting on the money line on
Lions.
The
Lions going to win.
I'm betting the money line on the Lions. They're going to win that football contest. And don't tell Kyler. Don't tell Kyler. Don't tell D-Hop. I'm betting on the Rams.
You know what I'm thinking?
I'm betting on the Cowboys.
You know what I'm thinking? Oh, you want to go Cowboys? You know what I'm thinking? Dak getting a rushing touchdown.
Really?
Against Carolina.
But the thing is, Zeke is so strong. Like, if they get in that area, I feel like Zeke is going to get it in.
But you got to do the bait and switch. can't always give it to Zeke, and you can't always give it to Pollard.
Throws a ball fake,
I'm considering. I already see it.
Bootleg right.
I already see it.
He's got a tight end. Schultz is in the flat, and then he throws a little arm fake at Schultz.
Yes.
And then the defender just pauses for 1 second, and then he dives to the pylon.
Yes.
And we get the pylon cam replay, and correct. You and I just collect money because that happened just like we thought it would.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
I ain't rocking with that one, Jay. And the thing is you, I put in your bets, so I'm just not going to put that one in. I'm going to save you from yourself. I'm like, oh, yeah, what was that? What you say?
Like, I did
you said
it,
100?
I did it.
You said 100 on Dak scoring a touchdown?
Yeah,
all right. And then on Monday, I'm going to tell you that I didn't do it. You're like, thank you very much.
Good looking out.
Thank you very much.
You're far too kind.
Jalen, he writes down the bets he wants me to put in on a piece of paper and then sends me a picture of that piece of paper. However, what people at home don't understand is no one can read Jalen's writing. No one can read Jalen's writing.
That's when I'm rushing.
I have no idea.
That's when I'm rushing.
I was like, I don't know what.
And I'm left-handed.
I was like, bro.
So sometimes it looks in reverse. It can be chicken scratch. I can slow it down and make it legible. But when I'm rushing.
I sent you the paper with the picture. I'm like, no, I have no idea what this is. I can see the numbers. I have no idea what the rest of this means. And you got a little post-it note, too. You can't even get a real piece of paper.
I was trying to get it to you. By all means necessary.
I really think you might not be able to see. Like, you might be Ray Charles blind. Based on the way that you read and write, like, you might be blind.
Read and write.
Seriously. I think you're blind. We gotta get you to a doctor.
You can't see.
Did you just spend $4,000 on some doctor to come evaluate you?
I did.
Did they check your sight?
I swear, I'll show it to you.
Did they check your sight?
I went to the eye doctor within the last 3 months.
No, you did not.
I promise you.
No, you did not.
Did
you just go there? Would you just go there and say hello and walk out the room? Did he get evaluated?
For this show, I'll bring in the actual doctor report of when I went that day. They told me I had 20/20 vision.
Back in 2020, everything. You could see, but in 2021, you can't.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, you have 20/20 vision. You can't see in 2019.
I can't lie. I was in
there. They did not say that.
I read every line, dog.
I heard they also said that you had high-functioning lungs.
They did.
You got sports.
My whole life.
You got God. They took your money. That wasn't even a doctor.
That wasn't even a doctor. I'm trying to tell you, dog.
Did you hit him on Cash App?
2020. Like, my vision too good to get LASIK. It is.
You really believe that?
It is.
Like, you really believe this as you're saying it,
that's what they told me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft. begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, Gabby Union told Jimmy Kimmel that she loves to go to Magic City. She goes there often, and she spends $10,000 to $20,000 when she goes there. How do you do that?
You ready for this?
No.
This is why Dwayne Wade outkicked his coverage. See, the rest of the world from the outside looking in, right? Y'all see flash. And y'all see the championships. And y'all ranking like the greatest shooting guards of all time. But you know what's a lot more fun? Going to Magic City with your significant other.
Yeah. You know, I've never been to Magic City. Can you take me there, Uncle Jalen?
I would love to. And by the way, here's a visual. Here's a great visual.
Okay.
You know, I think it was at Milwaukee. You remember when D-Wade on the left side throws the lob to LeBron?
Yeah.
He has his hand up in the air, the iconic picture. Can somebody get me that with him and Gabby in Magic City? Because that's the greatest shot right there. Let her be LeBron on that picture. You know what I mean? I love that so very much. And here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
It further acknowledges Lou Will got unfair slander.
Really did.
And this program made sure.
Free Lou Will.
We did for 10 straight days, free Lou Will.
No one knows, but Jalen Off Wax was upset when he found out that Lou Will had his own wings on the menu because he felt like you deserved a menu item as well. That was the underreported thing about that story. Is you're like, wait, Lou Will got wings named after him?
How many thousands and millions I spent in it? Like my investment? I text Magic. You know? Like, duh.
Is Magic a person?
Yeah, it's a real person.
Really?
Yeah, it's a human being.
You got him on text?
Absolutely.
Wow.
No doubt. I'm going to show you a picture of me at Magic City with Mark Curry and Earthquake when we went to Summer, when we went to Freaknik. This is like 93. Two or 93.
When the investigation was happening about Magic City, what off-wax conversations did you and your colleagues have?
Well, in particular, the Gentleman's Club. That was the one. See, like, Magic City was a different kind of hang because it wasn't necessarily built for privacy. Like everything, everything.
Remember, scholars of the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy listening to this podcast.
Correct. And I've probably gone to Magic City once before in my life.
Probably once.
Right. It's more open. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're sitting on one side, you can stand up and kind of see what's happening on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the Gentleman's Club, like, private rooms.
I don't like that.
That's a whole different environment.
I don't do that.
I don't do the private room.
I don't do that.
And that's why I wasn't worried, because I never did. Liked that.
You know
that's like a table at a club. I don't like
it. Let me say, if you're at a casino or a gentleman's club and you have to get your thumbprint taken, you're doing something wrong.
That's too much.
I was in Vegas one
time.
That's
too much.
And I was broke.
That's doing too much.
And they're like, I was like, I need $1,000. They're like, I don't have any in my bank account. They're like, cool, just here. Just let me get your thumbprint.
No, I'm good.
I'll call the bank.
That means I don't need to do this.
It's a certain phone. I was like, I don't like the thumbprint.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You should never have to dip your thumb into ink and then put it on a piece of paper. You're doing something wrong.
That's addiction. You borderline an addiction.
You're doing something wrong if that's the case.
That's what it is. But two things, Jacoby, that are overrated.
What?
Unless you, now, they're I'm not talking about special occasions like a birthday.
Sure.
Or, you know, a celebration. But overall, just normal club night, that's cracking. The most overrated thing is to buy a table.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most overrated thing. Overrated. And overpriced. Everything. The seats, the bottles, everything. It's all overrated. The same thing I feel about a VIP room at a gentleman's club. So overrated.
Jalen.
So overpriced.
Jalen, did you hear Miles Bridges' song? He came out with a song with Terry Rozier, and it uses the ESPN NBA theme song as the beat.
I haven't heard it yet.
He sounds a lot like T Grizzly. It seemed like he listened to a full T Grizzly album and then decided to write his verse. That's what it sounds like to me.
And by the
when
way,
you hear it for the first time, you'll everyone who hears this will be like, oh yeah, he does sound like T.
You ready for this? This is why I love you, dog. Did you know Miles Bridges and T Grizzly were at Michigan State at the same time?
Really? Huh.
Huh. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Except their exit plans were a lot different.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Their exit strategies were a lot different.
They're both very successful young men.
Yes, yes.
They're both very successful young men.
I love them both very much, but their exit strategies.
Very successful young men.
How they chose to exit Michigan State.
You're doing something wrong.
Exactly. First day out. That's family. I need to see him when I get to the D or in the A, wherever he at.
Shakira was attacked by a wild boar. A wild boar. She was attacked by a wild boar.
That boar needs to be shot and maimed immediately.
I mean, we got to eat that boar.
Maimed. You don't deserve to get eaten. Maimed.
Can't attack Shakira.
At all.
And she was with her kids.
Right.
The boar grabbed her bag and ran off.
Some of the sweetest hips in the history of the industry.
Jalen, Steve Kerr says Klay Thompson looks great. Says he's shooting the lights out. Won the daily shooting competition, smiling.
I got a nugget for you.
What's that? Denver Nugget? Bobo?
His name escapes me, the rookie for
Nets. Rookie for the Nets last year?
This year. He was 50, 40, 90 in college this past year. The Nets just drafted him in the first round this year. Remind me of his name.
I got you, bud.
Because he can ball. And I'm telling you right now, being around Kyrie, James Harden, and KD every day, it's just going to add to his arsenal. And I'm telling you, when people start talking about the Nets, I guarantee. Would you say?
Cam Thomas.
I bring up Cam Thomas because I feel from the first to second year, he's going to make a leap. Right? When you talk about the Golden State Warriors, I believe this is his third year now. Jordan Poole is going to be that guy. I'm not just saying this because he went to Michigan. I'm just saying it because he can ball. And when Klay Thompson was out last year, the first thing you just reminded me of was I was one of the people that was watching the Warriors and wasn't just staring at Steph Curry. And Jordan Poole improved his ball handling. His ability to shoot the three off the dribble, drives to the basket. He's going to be an underrated kind of player that people now see this year playing quality minutes for them. And now he's going to get more runs because Wiggins ain't going to be out there.
Wiggins is going to be out there. Everyone's getting vaccinated. Yeah. Everyone's getting vaccinated.
I hope so.
Everybody's getting vaccinated.
Are they getting vaccinated before opening night?
Yes.
I believe so, too.
Yes. There's just too much money at stake.
And also, but here's the thing. More than just the money. It's not only about you. Like, before every huddle, everybody put their hand in. And you say 1, 2, 3 something. 1, 2, 3 something, right? That means we're all committed to do whatever we got to do to compete and win. If you ain't doing that, you can't put your hand in the pile.
He's getting vaccinated. Jalen. Do you think I'll be back on Monday?
You will be back a little sore.
Ribs.
Wearing shoulder. An ice pack. Joey and the kids are going to be upset at me because you're going to be no good at home next week because you're going to be sore and you're going to be hungover. But it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great. You know what? Let's behave like frat boys.
Let's do it.
Let's behave like frat
boys. I'm
going to
be extra white this weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We are not done.